Welcome to another episode of the Oncology on the Go podcast. I'm your host, Russ Conroy. Margaret Rosenzweig from the University of Pittsburgh's Hillman Cancer Center spoke about findings from the CONNECT study, a study she authored which aimed to train oncology nurses in providing palliative care for patients with advanced cancer. She described the potential benefits of more frequently involving nurses in discussions on advanced care planning, helping patients make decisions on what treatment options best suit them. She also addressed some logistical challenges, such as provider shortages, when it comes to implementing training for infusion room nurses.
I thought maybe you could just start by giving me a little bit of context for this research. So could you tell me a little bit about the rationale for conducting it?
This was the brainchild of Yale Schenker, who wanted, who makes the case that there's, consults to palliative care specialists for all patients with advanced cancer is considered to be ideal. There's nowhere near enough specific palliative care providers to meet that sort of criteria. And we need to train the frontline workers in cancer care to provide primary palliative care. And that was the premise. And who is more primary and upfront than oncology nurses? And so that was the premise for this study, to train oncology nurses in providing palliative care. And particularly, wasn't just oncology nurses, it was oncology nurses who are in the infusion room providing the chemotherapy or other, whatever treatments might happen in the infusion room. So it is really frontline oncology nursing.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. So I guess just delving into, what the study turned up, what ended up being the benefit of implementing nursing-led palliative care?
Many of the objectives for the study in terms of improved quality of life and other metrics that were measured did not really change in between the control. There were no differences really between the control group and between the patients from the clinics that were randomized to the intervention. And the intervention was that selected nurses from the infusion room were taught to be CONNECT nurses. And they they came to Pittsburgh and we did a 3-day training with them. And then they would be assigned the CONNECT patients. And then as they were taking care of the patients, they provided a protocol of palliative care. And one of the parts of that protocol was to talk about advanced care planning and not in a sense of real abstract kind of talk. It was really, do you have an advanced care document? If you've had one and it got thrown in a drawer or something, would you like another document? And who do you think would help you complete this? Real specific questions to kind of prompt people into completing an advanced directives document and naming a proxy decision maker. So that was part of what we taught for the nurses who were going to be interventionists. And that part of it seemed to show a benefit.
And are there any plans to do any future studies based on this research?
I think that the idea of training the infusion room nurses was ideal, but very, very difficult to implement. There were multiple reasons why that became not really sustainable. In a different world and in a different health system, and then since COVID with the provider shortages, it became even less realistic to think that this could happen. I think all of the nurses who, not every single one, but the great majority of the nurses who participated felt like it really enhanced their career and that they learned skills that, of course, they can always provide to their patients. Probably the reason that we didn't see huge differences in, you know, the quality of life and symptom kinds of measures was because the dose, what the nurses had time to spend with the patients probably just wasn't long enough. You know, it's all in the context of this busy, busy infusion room. And, you know, they were really struggling with all their other responsibilities. So I think the next study that Yale did was really to have more individualized and, you know, counseling around end of life decision making, but not provided within by the infusion room nurses. So same idea that, you know, patients with advanced cancer should have this kind of ongoing discussion and counseling. But it is really a great idea to have the infusion room nurses comfortable with this discussion and encouraging patients to think about it. It's just, we have a very task-oriented nursing practice, and sometimes it doesn't allow for these kinds of things.
No, that's a really great point. So it sounds like there's still some challenges to work out with regard to some of those like logistical aspects and implementing that in clinical practice.
Right. I think the idea broadly is that if we make this not a conversation for, you know, the very, very end of life or when cancer becomes very advanced and dire, but part of the discussion of having advanced stage cancer, which, you know, these days there's so many different treatments, and it certainly is not an automatic death sentence to have an advanced stage cancer. But even more important for patients to think about if there would be an emergency or sort of a gradual progression, you know, towards death, who is going to be helping to make these decisions if the patient's incapable? And does the person who is your proxy decision maker know, you know, what you would like, what your preferences are in the context of this illness? Many times we're asked that question when we are still enjoying very good health, and it doesn't really have a context. You know, what do you mean by advanced directives? But in the context of these illnesses, patients know very well what it means. And that's where, you know, we really should be thinking and making decisions.
Absolutely. Fantastic point. Thank you for that. And just to kind of wrap up, I suppose, from like a multidisciplinary perspective, what do you hope your colleagues take away from our conversation?
I hope that this does not diminish the role of nurses to say, well, you know, nurses really just hang chemo and do vital signs, and they can't be part of a bigger picture of this discussion. I hope that the showing that advanced care planning, you know, could be enhanced by having nurses talk about that is part of the inclusion of nurses into holistic cancer care, and not relegating nurses to just be the, you know, the people who give the chemo or take the vital signs or, you know, whatever the tasks of nursing are, but to really think about the holistic patient and family, their experience, and how the very art and science of nursing can help them during this time.
It's a really good take-home message. Thanks for that.
I'm very pro-nursing, as you can tell.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a really fantastic perspective. I appreciate that. That was actually about everything I had. Was there anything else you wanted to throw in that we haven't touched on?
No, that's fine. Thank you for letting me pontificate.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We really appreciate your insights.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology On The Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available. Or listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcasts. The Oncology On The Go podcast is the official podcast of cancernetwork.com, the home of the journal Oncology. For more information, visit us at cancernetwork.com and find us at Twitter @cancernetwork without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn at Cancer-Network.